now, TBK Magazine and My Nerdature present Nerds of the Round Table.
What's up, motherfuckers? We're back, and it's been a minute again. We'll get this down pat one day. We're gonna talk about a bunch of shit today, guys. We're at a loss for time, whatever. I don't know. Everybody's here. Sherman?
Yeah, I'm here.
The Biddle.
Yes, sir.
And my Sarah.
Aw, hi.
And as always, Richard is over here. You can't see that I just looked to the left, but I looked to the left. And Ashley is here. What's up, Ashley? She nodded and said, shut the fuck up. Quit talking to me. If I wanted to do the show, I would be on the show. That's how Ashley is. She just tells you right out. So it's been a while, guys.
Yeah.
Biddle, this is your first one. Breaking the podcast cherry.
Woo-hoo. Yes, sir. I listened to actually one of your podcasts all the way to Memphis one time.
You listened to one podcast. One, people.
Thanks. It was good.
Make you laugh. It was the one with Memphis, wasn't it?
Yeah, because
me. Funny.
It's the one that you showed me at work that one day.
The one.
You know what? That one.
It's the one where my son went apeshit on me. He all sat down. He's like, I love you, Dad. I'm ready. I'm excited. So my dad's a dick. And I wasn't that bad.
That is not what he said.
He did bust my balls. He gave me a run for my money.
He is your son.
So, Sherman, you just watched Supernatural season 13, episode 1.
Not as teary-eyed as I'd heard at all.
Babe, what'd you think?
Yeah, no. I just didn't get the feels. I just didn't. They've died too much for me to care.
Too much. It's like, tune in tomorrow. They'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to feel like you've lost something when you know it'll be back in two episodes annoying the piss out of you. I am disappointed that they really didn't even cover Crowley because they're like, we can't pay that guy any money for season 13. So we're not even going to mention him hardly. I think he got mentioned twice.
Yeah, twice. I think they said his name at least twice. That's it.
But it's fucking Crowley.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I would rather see Crowley come back than Cass.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of, yeah, because I feel like if Cass came back, then there wouldn't be really much for Jack to do.
I mean, Cass has been evil. He's been good. He's been a bitch. He's been a fucking hippie-loving fucking... Yeah.
Orgy starting.
You know, yeah. I
mean, drunk.
And Crowley was just at the you watched him become more human every season. Like, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole with style. Kind of just a little douchey. I just want to be the king of hell. All right, I'm going to die for the Winchesters and, you know.
Yeah. Plus, he was funny.
He was funny.
And funny.
I thought he was good. Always petting that fucking... Like, the guy should get an Oscar for petting an imaginary dog.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
That should be a whole subcategory.
Like, so what are your skills in acting? Well, I can pet a dog that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be a dick. So
I also really love dogs.
Yeah. Do you know who Crowley is?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen him pet the dog that's not there?
No.
He's got a hellhound.
They're invisible.
And he has more of them, but they're invisible. But, like, he always keeps one, like, as his pet. Like, and he'll just be like, you know, I can't do it. But
I have that really acting bad childhood.
Kind of did.
So we know Sherman's answer to this, but what is your movie you're looking forward to the most?
Oh yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
For 9 months, he's been Thor Ragnarok. We haven't recorded in 4, and the last thing he said was Thor Ragnarok, baby. He's ready.
I am ready.
You?
Justice League.
Sure. Justice League. You? Okay.
Probably Star Wars. Yeah. The only Star Wars movie.
Now I feel like I answered wrong.
I want to find out.
It's okay. I don't want to sleep with you, Biddle. So I don't care what your answer is. You're not joining my club. We're not having sex. I don't care what your answer is. I mean, technically, that movie don't come out till December. So when we're coming up on November, I don't know. They got a lot of Richard. You. What are you looking forward to?
The My Little Pony movie?
He just grabbed that microphone like a ball sack. Anybody see that? He said,
no, nobody saw that.
And then said, My Little Pony movie.
Oh, Richard, I have missed you, sir. Anyways, we got Pacific Rim. That trailer just came out.
It looks like it's pretty
obviously
good.
Thor, Star Wars, Justice League. I don't know. There's a bunch of movies coming out. What do you think's going to be the biggest fail?
Pacific Rim.
I feel like it's going to be Pacific Rim, to be honest.
Out of all the movies we just named.
I don't know. I think there's going to be movies like Justice League, I think everybody thinks it's going to fail. So if it does fail, it's not going to be the biggest surprise. You know, I mean, everybody apparently hates Ben Affleck. And he wasn't my problem with Batman versus Superman. We've covered that before. I think the Arrowverse is too big for that. Like, that's Flash to everybody right now. So I think Flash in the movie, like, he's going to be all like, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm excited for the first time that Aquaman's not going to be a bitch.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
You all right there, babe?
Yeah.
You all right?
Oh my goodness.
Easy.
He's
pretty. I can like paint some shit on my arm too, babe. I mean, come on. Hello.
I love you. Yeah, I love you.
Not as much as apparently Jason Momoa.
He loves
you got bass and shit in him.
Yeah. He's pretty.
I did not know he was with that one girl.
Yeah.
From the Cosby Show.
What's her name? Lisa.
I used to have a career.
Or whatever. Yeah. Lisa Bonet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty, too. Well,
she looks like she needs a bath, babe. She has not bathed since, like, 1980. She's got a lot of bohemian in her. Well, I'm very confused. I've never seen a black bohemian. And, like, it's weird.
Yeah, no.
Like, bathe. Bathe, you fucking hippie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she bathed when she was married to fucking American Woman, Lenny Kravitz.
He didn't bathe either, so it was okay.
Do y'all know who?
These
I almost said JonBenet Ramsey is.
Totally different thing.
Do y'all know who Lisa Bonet is?
Nope, no idea.
Back in the day, we had a show called The Cosby Show.
I mean, I've heard of the show.
You've heard of it. Anyways, she was on the show and until she had her own spinoff, and then. I don't know. Anyway, she was married to Lenny Kravitz for a while. She just doesn't fucking bathe.
You know, if she was a fan of the show, I don't think she is now.
Maybe she'd be like, I should take a fucking bath. Want to fucking Pocahontas or
it's just the dreads, baby.
It's not just
like
her clothes
dirty.
Look. You know. Yeah, so apparently she's with the Aquaman dude. How much older is she than him?
A lot.
Like, there's got to be a
little bit.
Like, bravo, girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's 49. How old is he? Like 30. please tell me he's young, because like if he's like 40 and looks like that, I'm gonna be like, damn, I'm a horrible person.
No. Men just get better. 38. Yeah.
Fuck you, Jason Momoa. But there's like a picture when she was with Lenny Kravitz. Like, don't they all? The baby is the cleanest one because it just came out. Like, I'm fresh.
Babies are not clean when they come out.
You know what I mean? Like the hospital baby. They had nothing to do with the bathing. You know, sometimes I see celebrity couples and I like just don't get it. You know, we had the conversation about Anna Faris and
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, he's pretty too.
But anyways, like you were like, I don't get that one. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I could see, but Dax Shepard and his hot ass blonde wife, I do not fucking understand that.
Nope. Humor is a aphrodisiac, apparently.
You know who Dax Shepard is, right?
I know who it is. I just can't put a face
to it. Okay, the guy on Chips. Did you watch Chips?
I wasn't able to because I didn't get the fucking DVD.
This motherfucker buys a CD, a DVD, gets home, and there is no DVD in the package.
I was fucking pissed off.
It serves you right for buying an actual DVD, sir. That's why people download
that
shit.
That shit was horrible.
That really pissed me off, though.
And now you've waited like 3 weeks. You can't bring it back to Walmart. Because I would probably be like, fuck you, you lying fucking a pothead.
How much did you pay for it?
It was only like $15.
Dear Lord.
I mean, can you take $15, throw it out the window when you're driving down the road?
Can I? Yeah, but will I? No.
Well, you just did. So you think Pacific Rim?
Yeah, I kind of do.
No Charlie Hunan.
No?
No, see, I don't he's even not know. In that one.
No?
No.
You're it looked like they left Charlie Day in it, though.
They would have been like, Charlie what?
You know, that one, I mean, he's all right. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get hate mail for that. But, I mean, he just doesn't do it as much for me. I mean, he's all right.
He's no Jensen Ackles.
No. I want to fight ghosts with him.
Sherman's a Sam girl. So he's on Team Sam.
No. Dean girl, Sam curious.
Biddle's like, I don't know which one's Sam. Which one's
Sam's the really tall one with the long hair.
With the big ass fucking forehead.
When I hear Sam, I'm thinking the short one.
Nope.
Whenever I hear the word Sam, all I think is Sam. Because you know, like when you watch a season, like on the DVDs, like it repeats
over and
the
over
fucking.
And over.
Oh my god, that fucking season where Dean's in hell, and he's screaming for Sam every fucking beginning of every episode. Sam. It's like I can't say Sookie without Sookie. I hear that in my head. Like, motherfucker, why do you have to hear, like, can you pass me the coffee? Sookie. Where is she? Oh, it starts with an A. I can. But yeah, I know we got off track, but I don't know. Pacific Rim, I think really, I kind of feel like Star Wars might be the letdown movie. Like, obviously, it's Star Wars, it's going to make money, I'm going to love it, but I think in the end, I think everybody has these images of what's going to happen. And if the last trailer showed us too much, then we're going to be disappointed for the year of waiting.
Yeah.
You know, underwhelmed, I guess. But if everybody's theories, not everybody can be right, you got a lot of people that are going to be pissed off or let down. I mean, Star Wars is a look at the fucking episode 1, 2, and 3. They were horrible.
Somebody else wrote them.
I know, but episode 1 was like the shit stain on the underwear of Star Wars life, you know?
I think they've learned from their mistakes. I think they're not
good. I mean, Force Awakens was phenomenal. Rogue One was good. So we've got 2 years since that bitch is holding her hand out for two fucking years. Like, just take the goddamn lightsaber. And what if he's like, fuck you, bitch, and walks back in his cave. Run the credits.
Okay, then people would be disappointed.
But it would still make billions of fucking dollars.
Billions.
I don't know. So, I mean, I'm going to say, I really hate to say Star Wars, so I'm not going to say it. Justice League, I'm going to go with that's probably still going to be the biggest. I don't understand their character with the giant ass fucking hat. Like, Thor's bad girl's got a big ass fucking crown thing she wears. Is that the new thing? Or are big hats in season for villains? Is
they're
that
totally in. Fist Fall's new thing.
Yeah. I don't remember a big.
Here
a
comes Thanos with the new hat on, designed by Gucci.
In Thor?
Yeah,
I remember.
No, not yeah, in Thor, but in the fucking like, Justice
League. Antler shit.
Yeah,
I thought Justice League. He's got like some big fucking helmety thing on. Fucking.
I guess I don't remember.
Hulk's got fucking Roman Empire shit on. How did they get
that
there?
That looked badass, though. You can't say don't. But I haven't even seen the movie, and you haven't either, so don't fucking say anything about it yet.
I've seen the Lego motherfucker.
I don't get okay? shit.
Because Lego, shit. That is a problem that Lego's having, that they keep giving away characters and shit because they put their shit out early. And people are like, oh, who's this bad guy? Oh, well, now we know. Thank you, Lego.
Plot hole ruined.
No wonder you're fucking dying, Lego. No wonder.
Don't say such things.
I know. I was telling Sarah a couple weeks ago, whatever, I was reading an article, and Lego is just, they're not making the money that they have been making, and, you know, that's a sad, sad thing for somebody like me. But, I mean, in reality, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm, like, filthy rich or anything, but I'm not Lego poor, you know?
Lego poor.
Yeah, there's not many sets that I can't go, I want it, I'll go get it.
Oh,
I'm not Lego poor.
Okay.
But, you know, when you walk into an aisle to shop for your child, that automatically cuts that fucking Lego shelf in half, if not less.
No.
Because I think when a normal person goes, when a normal person who's not psycho with their kids, you know, they put, you know, $25 as a limit for a non-birthday gift. You know, if you're getting your kid something, it's probably $25 or less. That's less than half the shelf of Legos.
Yeah.
And if it has a brand behind it, like superheroes or like, you know, Star Wars or, you know, because you can buy like a set with 4,000 pieces and it just be, I'm building a cabin. I'm building an airport. I'm building a police station. No big deal. You're going to pay about 5 cents per brick. But if you're buying, is that wrong that I know that number?
That's a little, no. Go
use. It's about 5 to 6.3 something. I don't
know. Oh, sweet Lord.
But if you're buying something with a name behind it, Star Wars, Lone Ranger, Scooby-Doo, Batman,
I
Ghostbusters.
Like how he's looking at all of his
he
Legos
is literally listing, yeah, the things that he has.
But
on
they
the
run between 10 and 12 cents per piece. So if, you know.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, it doubles. So, you know, but if you're shopping for your kid and it's not their birthday, I mean, hell, even some people are on budgets for their kids' birthdays.
Well, yeah.
And if you want to get your kid more than one thing, you're not buying them a big Lego set because you're broke. You know, I mean, even if you set your kid's limit at $100 for their birthday. Okay, I think $100 is kind of on the low side. Okay.
Okay.
But if you set your kid's limit at $100 and you blow $65 on Arkham Asylum, hint, 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 baby. Okay, now what do
Mental
you get?
Note.
What do you get them? What else do you get? Because you don't want to just, what if they don't have any other Batman shit? Now you got to get another set. And that set's 20 some bucks. So you've got 69 and 20 some bucks. You're done. You know, and as your kid gets older, you know,
they want more.
So they were discussing in this article I was reading, they were discussing the part of the problem is it's just Legos are too fucking high. And Lego needs to see that the average person can't fucking afford them. They've got a new Millennium Falcon that just come out. And it was the first piece that I went, I can't legitimately buy that for myself.
Cannot justify it.
Yeah, it's the, well, I already have Millennium Falcon and I got a good one, so I really don't need another good one, but this one's bigger than mine, but it's the largest Millennium Falcon. It's the largest Lego set ever produced so far, but it's, I can't remember if it's $7.99 or $8.99.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, way more.
Yeah, Death Star's $4.99.
Yeah.
Maybe they're taking their company more of a like a strictly collector's route.
The We're bigger gonna, ticket.
They're taking the but bottom then, of the market and the top of the market, and they don't want the middle.
Well, then, as a Lego lover, they're fools. But you don't have to have... This was $3.99. Okay. But immediately it was worth more money because they didn't make 10,000 of them. You know, or, well, whatever the number. You know, they didn't mass produce it like they do... Like, a lot of my sets aren't mass-produced, except for, like, Scooby-Doo and the Monster one. But a lot of these sets, they didn't make, you know, not everybody has, like, the Big Bang Theory. You know, those are higher-quality sets, so I paid a little bit more for them, but there's not as many out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, my Millennium Falcon's worth $2,200 right now.
Jesus.
I paid $90 for it. I mean, why would I want to buy a $900 one so it could be worth $900?
Just you see what I'm saying?
And then they have these knockoff companies that are popping up left and right, left and right. And I mean, even as a Lego guy, I tried it. I felt dirty.
Now we put that ship together and you enjoyed it.
Well, maybe the company's going
but
off
I
of
felt
like a,
wrong. Yeah. I literally felt wrong.
Maybe they're going off of like a loyalty build for their company. Like they have their loyal customers and if you shop with anything except for Lego, you're going to feel disgusted.
It is like a cult, man. I'm telling you, somebody could come in here, walk in here, and without looking, they could tell me what minifigures I have that aren't Lego. And they would probably point out my, I almost said black sails.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
what the fuck? The Black Pearl.
No.
They would be like, that's not a Lego one. And that is the only piece I have that's not Lego brand. But it didn't go together as well. Lego doesn't pop back out. Like, yeah. You can play with a Lego and move it, and it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Them German bastards know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
But for the price difference to
the price,
have it,
especially with that one, because, yeah. Like, to buy that one, because they don't make it anymore, it was, like, $600. I got it for $40.
Yeah.
And it's just as cool.
It's cool.
If you just look at it, just don't touch it, because it will fucking, the mask falls off all the fucking time.
I mentioned gluing it.
And, which is even bigger
and
sin.
And I thought
then
he was
be like,
going to
hey,
murder me.
Hey, dick, you didn't buy Lego and you glued it? You're a cocksucker. You're a cocksucker. I'd be throwing out an arc lug in a heartbeat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can't have Wouldn't that. Be able to
show my face in the Lego community.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, so Lego, get your shit to fucking gather. Come out with some cool sets. By the way, I love the fucking Addams Family house you got coming out. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
6 pounds, 3 ounce, gold fleece. I don't know what the words are in the thing, but it's fucking hilarious. Fuck you, Will Ferrell, while we're out talking about Will Ferrell.
My. Why?
He refuses to do Elf 2. He refused to do The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Part 2.
Yep.
And Step Brothers.
Dude, sequels always suck, though.
Okay. And I get that. But that motherfucker took the money to make Anchorman 2.
And that movie kind of sucked.
Maybe he learned from his mistakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell are like fucking Jaeger and fucking Red Bull.
Oh,
you put them together and you're going to have a good fucking time. You're going to have a great fucking time. They're good together. I mean, he's making fucking Daddy's Home too. That seems like a fucking good decision.
Marky Mark, man.
But I mean, how are you saying? He's saying the quality, it would have been like, I'm just taking the money to take the money. Take my motherfucking money, bitch. I want to see one more Elf goddamn movie. That was a funny movie. Don't fucking diss the Elf.
Oh,
I watch your fucking weird ass shit.
Okay, seriously though?
Welcome to the Thunderdome, baby. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
You know what? There's lots of fans of my shit, so just go
Tiger
for
Army,
it.
Tiger
okay, maybe not Tiger life. Army. That's a bad example. Like Twin Peaks. There's clapping in the background.
Yeah, I mean, they had me at a midget dancing.
I mean, it's pretty epic.
I feel like I need to watch the show.
You won't fucking understand it, motherfucker.
But you will keep watching it because you have to know.
I am more lost two seasons in than not watching it. I had a better grasp of that fucking show before I watched
David Lynch.
Single episode.
It's just weird to be weird.
Legion, that was that show.
Oh
Legion.
My God,
oh.
Legion, please don't.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Legion is just no.
That show made me feel retarded. Like, is this real? Is this in his head? Why is the bitch that was in the wall fucking walking around? I'm confused. Like, are we going to the opera? It's just fuck.
Like, I can usually follow shit, and
I was trying to connect dots that weren't even there.
Yeah, no.
I was just making shit up.
It's rough.
Now I'm gonna tell you all a show to fucking watch. Now I'm pretty picky on what I watch. I will rather watch. I say I'm picky. Oh, by the way, haters back off. Season 2 starting in a couple weeks.
Season 2.
Don't watch it.
Don't do it.
Don't watch it. Don't. I'm one of those people. If I start watching something, I feel obligated to finish it and see where it went. And this fucking show was just like horrible, horrible, horrible. What the fuck happened? I love this girl now. I feel bad for her, but she got what she deserved. It was a whole thing. Nope. But anyways, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, one thing I will tell you is I do not enjoy that BBC TV show, like, that feel. You know when you're watching a show on BBC, you're watching a show on BBC. I mean, we get that, right? Like, it's shot
I know
different.
What you mean. I know. I understand what you're saying.
It's kind of like you're buying generic Oreos. They look like a fucking Oreo, but they're not an Oreo. Fuck you. Say what you want, but there's money behind it. The money is not as deep as the other pockets.
There's like three Whovians at least in the room.
I get it. I'm not saying that the show is shit. What I'm saying is...
You can feel the difference.
It looks like TV. It talks like TV. It's on a schedule like a TV, but it just doesn't have the same amount of money behind it. As ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, the money's just not there, or they're not using it for the... It just seems like there's a filter over it that's shitty. It's just... I'm not saying that they're bad actors. I'm not saying any of that stuff. But I'm right.
Oh, man.
I just know I'm right. But anyways, there was a show... Richard, you want to pay attention to this. There was a show called The Five. It is on Netflix. I believe it's a Netflix original. Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not. It's not. But
is it
season
BBC?
One is probably on BBC.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's some kind of European fucking show. British?
It's British.
Okay. Well, whatever. I don't want to insult anybody.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you got to be careful these days. You can't just go around throwing the British word all willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah.
You might fucking offend somebody.
They're downtrodden
Richard's
people.
Like, what the fuck? But anyways, okay, most of the time when you get in a show, you have to decide, am I going to get invested in this show? If this show only has one season, am I going to be heartbroken that it's over? I mean, at least that's how I kind of look at some shows. I mean, if you're watching a comedy, you really don't care how it ends, because when they fucking butchered fucking How I Met Your Mother, it just kind of tainted you for the rest of your life. You're like, you can't do worse than that. You can just leave it at a cliffhanger, and I'd be better off that than the shit you gave me. You agree? You like the ending?
Defend yourself.
Number one, not the worst ending in television history. That belongs to True Blood. Number two, the ending actually... Have you seen the alternate
ending?
Dude,
the ending of fucking MASH was better and more happy than fucking... How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, have you seen the alternate ending for How I Met Your Mother?
No.
You need to watch the alternate ending, because they end it right after they meet.
I would have been okay with that. The show is called How I Met Your Mother. Not How I Met Your Mother, knocked her up, had two kids, fucking, she died, and I married the girl that I dated in the fucking season one. And if you ain't watched that by now, it's your own fucking problem, people.
Spoiler alert.
But anyways, this TV show is called The Five. The story, the premise behind it is there's a boy goes missing 20 years later. One of the group's brother goes missing. And 20 years later, his DNA shows up on a crime scene. By now, they're adults. One's a lawyer. One's a cop. Everybody's went on, the five have went on with their life. And this show, up until it was only 10 episodes?
Yeah.
10 episodes. And until 9, you did not know anything.
Nope.
I mean, you really don't have a clue who did it. Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he this? Is he that? And in the very end, on the 10th episode, it went, here you go. And yep. It all made sense. You didn't feel cheated. Mm-mm. You didn't feel that they took the easy way out. You went,
nope.
Oh.
Everything fell perfectly well, into place.
Like a fucking domino set. Just ding, 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 ding. Everything went in its fucking place. And I don't give a fuck if there's a season 2.
Nope.
3, 4, 5. It's done.
I don't really see what else they would do with a season 2, but...
Well, that article I was reading, that there may be a season called The Four.
The Four, yeah.
Which I don't even know if it's the same
people.
It may be a group of four. But, beautiful show.
It was really good. Show. It was very good. It was a great mystery.
If you have like a weekend, you can get it done in a weekend. You won't want to stop at four.
No.
4 episodes. You'd be like, fuck, what happens?
Yep.
Like we would watch like 2 or 3 and then I would look at the clock and I'd look at her and then I'd hit play real quick. Like, oh, it started.
We're
it's
doing
on.
This.
I mean,
it's happening.
You know, and then I'd be dragging ass in the morning and telling him, oh, the kids didn't want to wake up or whatever. But seriously, you should watch that show. It's called The Five.
I feel like I have to watch it now.
It was really good.
It's really fucking good. It's really good.
You won't be sorry.
Awesome. So, who's a fan of reboots?
No one.
Depends on the reboot.
I mean, I have been a fan of a reboot prior. I mean...
See, I'm a little torn with you two young-ass motherfuckers. Because you didn't grow up living and breathing the originals.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think that's where the problem comes in. Like, you're not as emotionally attached to Ghostbusters as I was.
That's right. Yeah.
So, like, when they bring around ghost bitches,
I didn't like that movie.
I haven't seen it. When they brought in ghost bitches, you're just like, okay, why are you fucking with something? Like, I read, like, some of the ones that they're considering doing reboots right now. And, like, by the time I was done, I felt like I was in a room being raped. Oh, like, they Jesus were wanting Christ. To take away the stuff.
What did they do to you?
They're talking rebooting the Goonies.
Nah, don't fuck with that.
Like, Goonies fans have waited their whole life for Goonies 2 with the original cast, you know, that are alive. And we're not going to get that. Chunk skinny. You can't make fun of an Asian. You can't leave your children unattended. I don't know. There's a bunch of fucking rules and shit. But we were looking forward to that. Now, if you wanted to do a reboot for the Goonies, I would get the original cast, make them the adults, and make their kids take the fuck off.
Yeah.
On an adventure. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
You want to bring in a whole new other cast, make it those people... Fucking slaughter that script. Fuck you, motherfucker. You didn't even spit. You just rammed it in my ass. And it hurts. it hurts.
That's,
you can't.
That's a pretty genuine feeling, though. I mean,
well, when you grow up that, with a movie being the movie, I base my dating level. If they know it, if they like it.
What's a Goonie?
Yeah. Yeah. And not my brightest moment. I should have walked on that one.
Yep.
But anyways, and that's what made that rule. Because if you don't know what a Goonie is, you're gone, bitch. You don't even get the Egg McMuffin. Just... Top for now. Will you? But, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I just think they need to reboot the idea of a reboot. Like, if you're going to reboot something, either if you're going to involve the original cast, like, I'm going to tell you honestly, I probably would have been okay with the Ghost Bitches movie if they wouldn't have had cameos with all the other people. Because when that bitch uttered the words, when Bill Murray went flying out the window and she said, he wouldn't have been a good Ghostbuster anyways, I thought, you're a shitty fucking human being. You're a piece of shit.
Did you even read the script? What the fuck is
you know, on? Like, I mean, he's Bill Murray. What'd you think of the girl?
I didn't really care to watch it. I watched a little bit of it, but I wasn't into it.
What reboots do you guys like?
I
like
the Power Ranger ones.
Did you?
I really like that.
The new Power Rangers was great.
I fucking loved it.
I thought the reboot of Star Trek was phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty good.
Oh, shit, yeah. That's been
the first and second one were really good, and the third one was kind of like, okay, we might have ran our course at this.
I feel like they probably felt the same way, too.
And I thought it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't horrible.
It was a good movie.
I mean, you look at how whored out Star Trek got after The Search for Spock and The Wrath of Khan and The Wrath of Khan again and Khan's over here and we saved Khan's head and, you know, Khan was like the Jason Voorhees of space. Like, Khan! Just when you think he's gone. Just when you think it's safe to go back out into the space. Khan returns.
Oh, dear.
Khan. Da-da-da-da.
Wow.
But anyways, I just think if they're going to include the main cast, if they're going to do some, like, don't do a cameo. Include them in the movie as their people. Kind of like somebody said, hey, we sat these people down and said, we want to pass the torch. Are you cool with this script? I don't think anybody said Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and all that. Are you 100% cool with this, or you just want your money and go? Because I think if they would have went, Peter Venkman showed up, or they were the kids of the Ghost. Let's say not even have them in there. Just be like, Peter and all of them are dead. And they found a note, and they found out ghosts are real because they hid it from their kids, and these girls decide to move on and be Ghostbusters. That would have made more sense than Dan Aykroyd's a fucking taxi driver and with a lot of information about ghosts and the paranormal, and Winston is a pimp slash mortuary guy because he kind of gave me the pimp vibe. Did you get that, Richard? With Winston. The not Danny Glover guy.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Poor Ernie.
I'm going to be the odd person at this table. I enjoyed it, but for a completely different reason, because I didn't look at it as a reboot. Or I didn't look at it as a continuation of the original. Because honestly, I still think there might have been a way that they erased their... like. Everyone in New York had to forgot, and I'm putting that in quotes, of what actually happened in the 80s movies. The way Dan Aykroyd kind of acted.
So you're saying they like Men in Black'd them?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Like erase it off of history. Only the three of them know it happened. Yeah. You're seeing it happen again.
I don't know. I'm just thinking they should just change the way they do reboots.
I didn't have any problem with that one, but I do agree with you.
No problem, yet he agrees.
Well, no, there's some reboots out there that should never have happened.
Give me one.
Off the top of my head?
It?
No.
I thought it was a good movie, don't get me wrong. And I think we've come down to it just didn't scare the hell out of me because I wasn't a teenager anymore. I wasn't a young kid. See, when the original one came out, I was younger. I was dumb. And clowns scared the fuck out
of
me.
The Dukes of Hazzard. That was shitty.
I don't know, because I think those are comic reboots, which I think they're meant to be slapsticky.
But that's holding. That would be in the same aspect. That would be. Well, isn't Ghostbusters a comedy reboot then? No, what?
I don't know. I mean, that was like Ghostbusters. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I just took that. But they're talking about, you know, Gremlins being reboot instead of doing the third.
There should be a list of movies that should never be touched.
Clue.
Fuck them.
Clue should never be rebooted.
Never.
No, that's a great movie. If you've never seen Clue, go watch it. It's on Netflix or Hulu. I don't know which one.
Great, great movie.
What's it about? I may have
seen Clue.
The board game.
Clue? Oh, yeah. Never seen it.
The butler is Tim Curry.
And he is wonderful.
He is hilarious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and the movie has 5 alternate endings.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great.
Like, you don't really know what happened.
And they play you all of them at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
But what if?
Yeah. When I was over here. And then we went over here. And we ran over here.
So it was released in theaters. Different cities had different endings. That's you didn't see all of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Her breasts were on the microphone.
Yeah. Excuse me?
You were keeping abreast of the situation. I don't know. I think maybe it's just because I'm getting older and they're starting to reboot everything from my childhood. Like, I think what they're doing with Star Wars is cool because technically it's rebooting it, but they're not rebooting it. You know, like, if you're going to tell the exact same fucking story, just call it fucking something else instead of insulting, you know? Like, just call it something else.
Like Jumanji?
Jumanji.
It makes me want to throw up every fucking time.
Look at this old video game. How the fuck did it get in a video game now?
We have a huge puddle at the beginning of the movie. What?
Jumanji was well done. That is a movie that has held on pretty well. I mean, I watched it with my kids.
I've not rewatched it.
It's still, ever. I mean, it's still... Of course, Robin Williams. I mean, it's just, and this whole shit, this live action fucking Disney movies. Who the fucking thought it was? It's a good idea that Will Smith is going to be the genie in Aladdin. Yeah,
I don't know.
Fucking silence on that one, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But we cannot replace like perfection. It's almost like trying to get Robert Downey Jr. out of the Iron Man.
Yeah. Wait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and well, like right now they're doing the whole Logan, the Wolverine. They're it's going to be Clint Eastwood's son, I guess, is who they're looking at to play the new Wolverine. That's going to be hard for people to swallow. You know, it's some people just shouldn't make fucking TV shows and stuff just because they're because he looks a lot like his dad. Like I would think it would be cool if they would take him and redo his dad's movies with him as the character. Like, if he played Dirty Harry, I would be okay with that.
I would really like to see that.
Because Clint Eastwood was a good actor, and I think his son is a decent actor, but he's no Justin Timberlake. and we'll get to that in a point in a second. But
I do have one reboot that is good.
What's that?
Me too.
Television, though. DuckTales.
I haven't watched the new one.
It's amazing. It is really well done and funny, and they're talking about rebooting the whole Disney afternoon lineup now because of how good DuckTales is
doing. Because I know they're leaning towards Darkwing Duck, and I'm excited about that.
And Goof Troop.
that flaps in the night. Darkwing Duck! It's fucking great. Launchpad McQuack just fucking clueless. I don't know, I just fly, man.
Another good reboot, and I might piss a couple people off by saying this. The Equalizer. I loved them rebooting that movie.
I can't believe you know what The Equalizer is.
I don't think I know what The Equalizer
Michael
is.
Michael Caine. If you say Michael Caine's name slow...
It sounds
say,
like my cocaine.
If you say my cocaine... It sounds like you're saying Michael Caine in his accent. Say it slow.
I did it in my head and it was perfect. Everyone heard it, but
everybody heard it in your head, man. Yeah. The fuck are you smoking over there? Everybody heard what was in Biddle's head. It was my cocaine.
I felt like everyone heard it, even though I said it.
You heard it.
So everyone immediately started laughing.
Today's show is brought to you by Bicorn and mental telepathy through Biddle.
Oh,
shit.
It's a pretty cool superpower. You can't deny that.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be hits and misses with reboots, and I get that. You know, I wasn't okay with Knight Rider when they made Knight Rider a Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
They made it a Knight Rider, a Mustang that changed into a Raptor.
When you showed me that, it made me really sad. That's fucked up.
The guy at the fucking place, we got Knight Rider around the corner. The fuck you do? You got a Mustang, bitch. That ain't Knight Rider. Why don't you suck a robot cock? Fucking bastard.
Wow.
So, do you guys like the way cartoons have evolved? Even though you guys haven't been around long enough for it to evolve of anything.
Yeah. I haven't watched cartoons in a while, I guess.
I used to love Looney Tunes.
You don't watch cartoons?
Like, old school.
No. I watched, like, animated movies, like, not, like, anime, but, like, the cartoon versions of movies.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't really know what they're
called. I don't watch cartoons, but I watch animated movies.
Like what, Sherman?
I don't know, really.
He likes Disney movies.
Disney movies. There's a lot of Disney movies, yeah.
What's your favorite movie, Sherman?
It's perfect.
Oh my god.
I love it. Yes, he is dead fucking serious, and he is not
just
a
like Pitch Perfect.
How did
like,
I not know
you
that?
Know this. Pitch Perfect.
You're such a disa-ock appointment.
He literally called me on Facebook to tell me that one day. Twice. Because he got it wrong the first time.
You're a disa-ock appointment.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's a good movie. I'm ready for number three.
I'm not
but is it
that.
Your favorite movie?
But
no.
Yeah,
like in the world. In the world. All the movies in the world to choose from.
Of all time. Yeah.
Sherman, a 22-year-old male.
Yep.
Picks out awesome Pitch movie. Perfect to be his favorite movie of all time.
If we're talking about like animated Disney movies, Meet the Robinsons. Definitely my favorite one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have a weird sense of what even seen is that. Awesome.
What?
No.
Fucking awesome.
Ashley doesn't think it's very good.
What? Okay, well, let's figure this out. Why did you love it so much?
Because it's a good movie.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
You can't argue with that.
That I could get more detail out of a 50 Cent hooker.
It's a movie about a kid. It's a movie about a kid who's adopted.
Yeah, he's adopted and
and like he really smart and he wants to go to like the inventor world.
And then somebody comes back with a time machine to kill him or something like that. Can't remember. It's been a long time since I've watched
the movie,
it.
But I'm just curious why like what makes it your favorite?
Because the second one is Chicken Little.
No.
Is Meet the Robinsons Disney?
Pretty sure it is.
I don't know. I'm a sucker for Lion King.
Aww.
I am a sucker for that movie.
Simba.
Fuck you.
It's all right, I guess.
Simba. You deliberately disobeyed me. It's like, holy fuck, I fucked up. And then he steps in that paw. He steps in his dad's paw print, and he's just like, oh, fuck. I'm going to get my ass beat. And his fucking brother fucking, oh, my God, when he's on the cliff. And you're like, no, Mufasa's going to die. No, his brother ain't going to fucking kill him. His brother kills him, and he's all like, long live the king. And fucking, he's just like fucking flailing through the air. Like, and he hits the ground, and then Simba's all fucking just laying on his dad, like, get up. Get up. And he fucking Scar sashays his ass down there. What did you do? You killed your father. Your mom might love you still. I don't know. I might run. Run. Then he gets chased by fucking hyenas. If you ever come back, we'll kill you.
I've already had a bad enough fucking day, bitch. My uncle fucking threw him off the fucking cliff. My dad is fucking dead. I'm supposed to be the king, and now I'm chased by you motherfuckers.
Oh.
No, that movie had everything. The fucking Rafiki hits him on the fucking head. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. Motherfucker, my head still hurt, but it don't matter. It's in the past, and he's like, look in the fucking, your father, he's alive. He's alive? Yeah, look. That's my goddamn reflection. He's alive inside you. That is not alive. You. Everybody lies to him, and they wonder why he's all fucked up when he gets home. Like, I don't know. Like, my dad is alive, but he's dead, and he's alive inside me, and my uncle killed him, but I'm taking the rap, and I've been eating fucking bugs with this fucking pig and this fucking little fucking rodent. And then, like, I come back here and y'all are fucking starving, but I'm fat. I'm sorry that I've been fucking working out and shit and living in fucking peace and fucking harmony while y'all are starving.
It's kind of Hamlet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little Hamlet-y.
Everything's Shakespeare, baby.
Pretty much.
Star Wars.
Mm.
Everything.
Everything?
I think so. Okay, so let me give you an 18 van update. I'm going to give you my nice update. I'm not going to bitch. I'm fucking lying to you. My luck, they fucking listen to this people. So I ordered my plates. I ordered vanity plates for the first time in my life because, well, okay, second time. But anyways, I went through a douchey moment. But anyways, so...
Just one douchey moment?
Yeah,
just one
douchey moment. So I ordered my plates for the van, and they say Petit de Fou. Everybody here knows that.
Pretty cool.
At home or in a car or wherever you're listening to this. Hopefully not in the shitter, though. I mean, if we are, rock to the side a little bit. If you are listening when you're taking a shit, just kind of rock. It helps a little bit. Back and forth, maybe a little breathing. I have this tendency to talk to people while they're shitting. Just ask Sherman.
Yep. Every time I'm taking a shit, he calls me. Like, 90% of my shit.
That's the best part. Like,
you don't answer, I know you're not shitting. It's weird.
Well, you should know by now.
But he must be shitting because he had time to answer the phone. But anyways, yeah. So I sent all the paperwork off because, like, you order it, then they send you, hey, cool, Petit de Fou is available. And then you get this piece of paper, and then you got to register your vehicle, and then you send the registration in, and you got to send, like, even though you paid for the thing, you got to spend another $2.39 for them to mail it back to you because your girlfriend won't let you drive to Little Rock to get it, so you can just hold it in your hands. But that's okay because I don't have a van to put it on right now, so I'll be all emotionally upset about it anyways. And so I called yesterday. I called the lady because I wanted to know, like, did we make a mistake or anything? It's just been 2 weeks and I haven't heard anything. And, you know, with the internet and everything.
He didn't trust that I did it right.
No, it has nothing to do with you, baby. It's just, I needed a fucking silver lining.
You needed to know.
I needed something good to go well with the van.
Aw.
So anyways, I call, right? And I get transferred 3 times by people that I don't know what they said to me. It was like, I've been taking you for it, baby. Hold it a minute. We transfer you. Okay, cool. I'm being transferred. I heard that part. So they transfer me. Another person. They transfer me. Then I get one that's like, hello. Hold on a minute. Like, I just woke the bitch up. Like, she's laying in bed smoking a cigarette and stuff. Hello. Francis. I'm right here. You gotta fill out the paperwork. Like that lady. Like, I got that lady. And, So anyways, and then they transfer me, and this woman, this wonderful woman, answers the phone, and she's like, Little Rock TMV, how may I help you? And I'm like, good morning. Because I'm excited that I can understand this bitch. It doesn't sound like she just woke up, or from another country, or anything. And she's like, what can I do for you? And I said, well, good morning, how are you? She said, good. And I said, well, look, I don't want to bother you. I said, but I had ordered a vanity plate. I was a little nervous to make sure that I got everything done right. And, you know, I don't want to bother you, but I'm bothering you because I really want to know, like, are we on our way with it? Like, is the process going good? I don't know how long this takes. This could take 2 months, whatever. If it takes 3 months, that's fine. Just, I wanted to kind of know. Make myself feel better, you know, because I'm just getting antsy like a kid just to get my project done.
she says, okay, well, what did the license plate? She doesn't ask me for my name. She doesn't ask me for anything. She said, well, what is the license plate? I said, it's P-I-T. She goes, is it Pity de Fou? And I said, yes, it is. She goes, I wasn't sure until I got your registration, and your registration says it's for a band. Did you build the 18 band? Did you build the 18 band? And I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, that is awesome. I knew when I seen the plate, I was like, I pity the fool. Like, she became like, if like Foghorn Leghorn and Mr. T had a baby, she was like, I pity the fool who don't ride in my van. And I was like, I have a girlfriend and she is very good to me. But if something ever happens, where are you? Are you married? Or like,
how are you doing?
But anyways, it was, you know, usually DMV stories are fucking horrific. Like, I was on the phone for 4 hours for them to say, fuck you, come down here. DMV is just, and she goes on to tell me, I was like, you know, you were really pleasant. She goes, you asked how my day was. We're not the only ones that we don't just treat people like shit. We get treated like shit. She was like, so it's hard. You took the time to ask me how my day was. She said, you know what? While I'm on the phone, just, and I heard her. She goes, you know what? I'm just going to stick this in the mail slot. You'll have it next week. I just put it ahead of everything else. Like, she got up from her desk and went and got my plate and handled my shit. That does not happen in the DMV world. They say, come back. You didn't have one piece of paper. And then you come back and they're like, we didn't need that piece of paper.
We got your dumb ass.
You feel like Beetlejuice waiting for the goddamn fucking thing. You know, you're number 6,483, now serving 4. That's DMV stories. This was a great DMV story. Does anybody else have great DMV stories?
I sure don't.
Nope, sure don't.
Biddle's like, I don't have a car. So I have no reason to go to the DMV. He's like, fuck you. I have a car. My ex drives it.
But, unfortunately, that's the truth.
Hey, Biddle, are you going to tell your family and stuff you're on here?
Oh, God.
I don't know, man. My mother is an angel, and I just, I don't know.
That's a no.
I just don't think.
Oh. Well, just in case, I want to set a couple of things. He likes Sarah's mashed potatoes better.
Oh, yeah, no.
He
way.
Has said it.
No,
he has
I've never said that.
And Gladdy, how you doing?
My mother's name is also Gladdy.
Yeah.
Cool. It's like a threesome.
Don't you dare.
No.
Guess what? I only
know.
Have to remember one name, motherfucker.
Nope.
And I'll be Gladdy to do it.
No.
We're just going to stick a grandma here. I love my mama.
I do his grandmother's hair. I know her as well.
I do his grandma.
And no, you do not, sir.
Oh, your grandma's going to listen to this. And she's going to be like, Sarah ain't cutting my hair no more with that filth that comes out of that boy's mouth.
She loves me.
She loves me.
She would love you. But no. No.
No?
No.
So, okay. All right, so let's change the subject. Who do you guys feel like? Y'all know who I think, so don't say that name. But who do you think the best all-around actor, singer, performer is?
There's not many of them that do all of it. So there's not a lot of choices.
I mean, there's a lot, I think.
Okay, let me do y'all agree that Justin Timberlake sold his soul to the devil? Like, if selling your soul to the devil is legit a thing. I mean, if you could just dial up a fucking crossroads demon.
Dial a Satan.
Or something. if you could reach out and sell your soul, do you believe that Justin Timberlake would be one of those people? Like, the odds would be that he more likely sold his soul than didn't sell his soul.
Probably. But he's still alive. So maybe not.
I mean,
he doesn't look like he's aging either.
He's over 27.
But maybe, true. But maybe, like, when maybe he hit a crossroads demon that just was hard up on luck and is needing souls.
You got a really good deal.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, fuck, man, I'm going to give you the 50. Normally it's 27. You know, because a lot of those people that are on that list, the 27, aren't that fucking great. They just died and people feel like they're great. Let me tell you a little story about if you can listen to fucking Jim Morrison Unplugged and love it. And love it. Love it. Then this conversation ain't for you. But, you know, honestly, a lot of those people that are... Amy Winehouse?
She could sing, damn it.
Okay. She could do one thing.
Yay.
She could drink.
She ain't no Justin Timberlake. Yes, she could. But, I mean, there's a lot of people on the list just aren't that... James Dean, greatest fucking actor? What? He made like 2.5 fucking movies and got crushed by a car. I mean, but they hold him up like he's fucking in the same league of like fucking, you know, the great people of... How are you going to compare him to Frank Sinatra or any of the... Rock Hudson or any of the leading men of that
Marlon
era.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Just...
Did you say Marlon Brando?
No, yeah. I was feeling Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
He might have sold his fucking soul to the devil. That's another motherfucker. He wasn't that talented. I mean, he could sing, but if you really listen, he just kind of talks through his songs.
He has swag.
Yeah. Swag doesn't get you everything, baby.
It gets you pretty fucking far. It got
him everything.
It got you everything in the 50s.
I love
that fucking picture where he's coming out of the fucking helicopter with the fucking drink in his hand. He's like, and the meme is something like, you might be cool, but you'll never be Frank Sinatra getting out of his helicopter with a martini cool. Because, I mean, he's just cool as fuck. It's like, he's just like, yeah, bitch. I just drove that shit. Probably in the phone, man. But I did, and I'm here. I don't know. I just think that Justin Timberlake, you know, he was a poor boy with some... Ramen noodle hair and some hopes and fucking dreams. And he turned it, I mean, because he's fucking equally as funny as he is talented as a singer, as a dancer, as an actor. I mean, how can the guy that made me choke up in, what do we share? Share with the class.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra meme. Yeah, I had to pull that up.
But, how can the guy that made me fucking choke up in Alpha Dog do Dick in the Box?
That movie was amazing.
Alpha Dog?
Yes.
He hasn't seen it. He needs to watch it.
Oh, my God.
You will bawl like a fucking baby at the last 20 minutes of that fucking movie.
I could have swore we've watched Alpha Dog together.
Nope.
Ooh, that was cool. Oh, my
God. You did, but that was somebody else. That was your other best friend. But, yeah, I don't know. Just Justin Timberlake. He did Jacques the Cock Grande.
That was a good
And one. Then he did Black Snake Moan, where he had, like, PTSD. And, like, he was so good that he made me believe he had PTSD for not even for just enlisting. Like, because he, like, got sent back home, like, really quick. I can't remember why, but in the movie, like, he gets sent home, like, before he gets to Iraq when he's got PTSD. Like, I don't want to make fun of PTSD. I understand it's a legit thing, but I don't think you get it from enrolling. Like, God damn it, I got PTSD from the first day of basic training. I don't think it works that way.
From the paperwork. I got a paper cut,
shot
man.
Was a bitch.
Yeah, I'm fucked up for life now.
So. Sherman, anything? You're kind of quiet tonight.
No, not really.
Biddle? Pressure's on you.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. I don't know. I feel like we're unappreciating Pacific Rim, to be honest. Because that trailer was absolutely mind-blowing. Me and Sherman were talking about this, how to Train Your Dragon 2. It reminded us a lot. It, in a sense that, like, they showed off, like, their biggest, most badass, like, kaiju is what it's called.
Kaijus.
Right there in the trailer. And that's just what How to Train Your Dragon 2, it kind of felt like on that level. Because
at the end, it looked like the big ones, the big alpha dragons. That's what it made me think of whenever I saw them.
I feel like we are less than 25 years from that being a legit thing.
Like mech like, battles and shit?
Like mech suits and shit. Like, I think at some point we will literally be maybe not with somebody in it, but somebody driving robots and destroy. I think it would be funny just to do to North Korea just because it's an Asian country and big giant squishing buildings make them look like fucking Godzilla. That would be fucking great. Just fucking flamethrowers in the mouth and just roar because them little fucking bastards would be like, oh no! We get crushed by Godzilla! What? That's what they do. They look at me like that when I go into the goddamn fucking Chinese place, baby. I walk in there and they're like, oh, fucking Godzilla. He going to fuck up buffet.
You walk
like, I don't even eat that shit. And they're like, we don't care. We know you're going to eat lots of rice. I don't eat no rice.
You walk in there with your Burger King.
Yep. I do. Straight up with my Burger King. Sit down and I order.
You're telling me that you really go into a Chinese buffet with Burger King?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't eat Chinese food.
They're probably so pissed off at you when you walk
no.
in. I buy a drink.
He buys a drink. They don't even blink
and
at him.
And the other people that are with me are eating Chinese food.
Yeah.
I just want to eat with my friends where they want to eat. And, I mean, it'd be more ridiculous if they got in a car every time they needed to refill their plate and drive from Burger King.
That's true.
Or if I sat outside the window while they ate and be all sad puppy dog. Like. But, all right, so some personal things. Have you guys, I guess you ladies too, but have you ever noticed the shit that you overlook when you're getting laid?
No, I guess not.
Like, do you ever look back at a girlfriend and go, holy fuck. How did I not notice this? Or how did I not notice that? Because the magic I'm having sex with this girl, she lets me play with her boobs. Oh, I overlook all that stuff. Do you ever notice
this?
Yeah,
so you're kind of blinded by it. Is
yeah.
What you're saying. You know, now that
like,
I think about
like
it.
Like, think back at girlfriends, and then you're like, you run into them, and you're like, God, her fucking laugh is annoying. It's like fucking Janice and fucking Peter Griffith had a fucking baby. And I dated her.
It's really odd how many times you can just bring up a conversation and I can completely, it's like, I understand exactly what you're saying and I can relate to it in a lot of ways.
Can I hear it or is this just in your head?
No, I mean, like, we've done this multiple times, right?
Sponsored by. By corn.
Oh.
Oh man, that bitch was bum puzzled about it.
I feel like you probably have the most to regret with exes.
Well, yeah, but you mean it's not just girls you're fucking, it's friends, coworkers, just anybody that you used to have to be around a lot. Like, you overlook, and
that's
then
true.
You see them in a different environment. You're like, holy shit.
Wow. Were they this like that before?
Yeah, were they always that fucked up?
What happened?
Richard, you ever be like that? Just see some people, and you're just like...
Every 3 hours of my life.
That's fucked up, Richard.
I feel like that requires explanation.
No one knows my exes in this room, that's why. I just... Nope. Nope.
I don't know. Sometimes I think, how the fuck did I do that for 2 days, let alone 7 years? I mean, just how the fuck did I have a baby with this girl? Like, shouldn't my sperm just have ran away? Shouldn't my sperm been smart enough just to be like, nope, motherfucker, we're bagging our bags, we're climbing back up. Like, one sperm at the end just going, nope, nope, nope.
Are you...
Everybody move back, move back. We ain't going in here. Let this bitch take it in the face. Everybody stop.
So you're saying you expect your sperm to be smarter than you are.
Yes, I do. Somebody better make a better decision than I make.
Oh, dear. No.
I'm saying.
Norm has a lot of internal conflict.
So much.
Do you guys remember the movie Osmosis Jones?
Yes.
I would love to be inside my body and see what it does.
He like this motherfucker.
Hashtag Norm inside himself.
I'm telling you right now.
Don't even start that image in my head right now. Please don't.
The guys that run my dick would be like, would definitely be black guys. Be like, this motherfucker is sticking his dick in. What? What the fuck? What is he thinking? That could be some white dude. I don't know, man. He knows.
All systems
he
go.
He knows.
All systems
he knows
go.
He's good. He set us on fucking autopilot, man. He's a shutdown up here. We ain't got no connection. We can talk to you, but we can't stop nothing.
It's coming through.
Oh.
Did you see her third nipple? He doesn't care. This bitch has no leg. He will not stop.
Oh, my God.
It would be great. Osmosis Jones, too. I would like to write this script. Bill Murray, if you listen to this by some chance, call me up, man. 870-25. Oh, I'm not doing that. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I was like,
I'll be an episode of Haters Back Off right now. Like, y'all motherfuckers got to quit calling. Hookers and blow.
Hold on. Nerds at the round table at tbkmagazine.com.
I believe that hookers and blow, that their quality and the quantity should be reflected in the prices. Now, years ago, I said to my friend, he said, hey, we're having a bachelor party. And I said, cool, you need me to get hookers and blow. And he said, yeah. And I said, okay. Because I asked, and I didn't want to show up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You need me to bring something to drink to a party and then show up with one beer. That's kind of shitty. So I, you know, wanted to do my part. I said hookers and blow, so I showed up with hookers and blow. Well, I ordered the hookers through a number of a service, and the guy, you know, said, okay, I'll set up these girls, and there was, like, this little chart, and there was, like, a little trifolded fucking pamphlet with the girls with, like, a little, like, bio of each girl.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, like, it was, like, I don't remember their names, but, like, you know, I'm Susie Stardust, and I like, you know, lollipops, and I like for to call a man daddy or whatever. You know, there's like little things, you know, so you're like,
you know,
you pick and choose.
Like you do.
Like Tinder right. Setup.
Yeah. So, yeah, I swiped right. 4 times. Anyways, but, so, you know, I hired these girls. I think it cost me like $4,800. This is back in like 96. That's a lot of fucking money. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And the girls showed up. They were not the girls from the app. So I called back. And I was like, hey, bro. Is this the B team? Because I didn't pay for B team pricing. And there was different prices for the girls. You know, don't send me the fucking pound puppies when I paid for the fucking, you know, the good looking ones. I paid for the purebreds. And you sent me fucking pound puppies.
If you can't trust a pimp, who can you trust?
You know, there's honor amongst thieves. And it's the same for a fucking reason. So if I'm calling you to do something illegal, and you do something illegal, stick to your word, motherfucker. Don't rip me off. I mean, when I paid for fucking coke, I got coke. I got the right amount of coke. If you didn't, you were fucking me over. And you're a shitty drug dealer. I'm not going to use you again. So if you want me to buy more hookers, then follow through with what you're supposed to do. So after like a 30-minute conversation with the dude, he was kind of pissed off with me. And I'm like, look, you're either going to give me a fucking Bow Wow discount, and I want half off, so I'm only going to pay you $2,400, or you're going to bring me the right girls. And people think that I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong. I mean, if you go to Walmart and you buy something, you want what you paid for, right?
Yeah.
If you order a brand new car, you want what you paid for. If you order a piece of furniture from Nerditure at www.mynerditure.com. If you order a piece of furniture, you want the furniture you ordered. I don't get to go, ah, fuck it, I'm going to make this one out of paper. And fuck it, I'm going to send it to him. Yeah, you squint, it kind of looks the same. Have a couple beers. Something. You know what I mean? Don't. you know, send a fucking note. I'm sorry. This is all we have. We were out of the good hookers. Here's your discount. Buy two hookers, get one free next time.
Oh.
Ooh, like a BOGO. Like, that would be cool for hookers.
Wow.
Anyways, the point is, the guy was upset with me. Anyway, he ended up sending the girl. So I get to the bachelor party, right? I pull up. I go in. I'm like, girls, because they're with me. And I'm like, hey, we're going to go in here. Give me a minute. I'll see where they want you to go. I don't know if they want, like, you know, everybody see you right now. Or... So I walk up. This is at a Catholic church. It was at their little rec center. Everybody's mad at me. Dude, you brought fucking hookers to church? I'm like, this is the rec center at a Catholic church. It was Catholic.
Chill out, man.
Getting overexcited there.
Do this in remembrance of me.
What?
Hookers and blow.
I feel like everyone just got a guide to get hookers at wholesale price.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I mean, he laid with hookers. I mean, he didn't lay with him. He helped him out. I mean, if you really look at it, Jesus was like a pretty fun guy. And then they're all like, he, no, I'm not going to get into mine.
I wouldn't.
The point is, Jesus is pretty fun if you let him be.
Cool.
Like my Jesus to, right?
A tuxedo t-shirt. Yeah.
Like, I'm dressed up, but I'm also here to have a good time. You know, I don't know. I didn't see a problem with apparently bringing hookers to a rec center. I mean, that is, we were using them recreationally.
You just apologize tomorrow. Be
right. Right. Like, we could all just said, I'm sorry. And what is up with bitches and their fucking weak-ass fucking bachelor party? You're going to have a bachelor party. Have fucking titties. Go out with a fucking bang. I'm not saying fuck a prostitute. Unless you ask me to bring a prostitute, then you're fucking her. Because if I pay for her, you're having sex with the fucking hooker. Ooh, that one movie when the hooker ends up on the fucking wall.
Very bad things.
That was a good movie.
It was really funny.
What's the name of the movie?
Very bad things.
Yeah. Dude's like fucking this bitch. He fucking slams her up against the fucking wall. And her head goes into a bath fucking rope hook. And she dies. And then you realize what kind of friends you fucking got.
Yep.
Because all fucking hell breaks loose. Because some people are like, let's call the cops. And your other friends are like, motherfucker, I ain't going back to fucking jail. This is what we're doing.
Get us all in some trash bags.
Yeah.
Things went very bad from there.
That fucking hooker will bring some shit out of you.
Yep.
So a bad blow. But that's a whole nother story. Anyways, it was good to record. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Do what?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Fucking look at this photo.
Oh my god.
It makes me laugh.
They have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay, go to YouTube. Type in photograph parody. You're gonna see two dudes
sitting on a bed,
wearing football jerseys or football jackets,
Letterman jackets.
I'm gonna be looking this up for later.
It is fucking great.
It's so funny.
It's so stupid. It makes me laugh so fucking hard. It's old, but if you watch it, you'll get that last line. Anyways, guys, y'all want to say something? Anything? Goodbyes?
No, not really.
You want to, like, profess your love to anybody?
Nope.
I just appreciate the chance of being here. It's fun.
If you're in the local listening area, Biddle likes women 20 to 24. He'd prefer you to have no kids, no baggage. And if you could just leave somewhere in the middle of the night, that would be great. Do they come in a yellow box?
No. Oh.
See, I don't want it if it don't come in a yellow box.
Yeah, but oh my god. Anyways, I'm good. I hope y'all are good. And hopefully we'll be doing this in the next couple weeks so we can get another one out.
Enjoy that.
Sherman, Biddle, Sarah, y'all say goodbye. And now it's time. say our goodbyes to all our family. F-U-C.
See you real soon.
We got to put the K. Y-O-U. Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, it's been great, guys. We'll talk to y'all later.
Later.
See ya.
Adios.